This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mayne. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be in isolation for 2 weeks after his wife, Sophie, tested positive for coronavirus Thursday. And the outbreak prompted the province of Ontario to shutter schools to limit the spread. Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
Sophie Gregoire Trudeau recently returned from London with what she described in a personal note as, quote, uncomfortable symptoms of the virus. An official statement said the Prime Minister himself had no symptoms but was self-isolating as a precaution, and that Trudeau, quote, will continue to fully assume his duties and will address Canadians. British Columbia has advised against all non-essential foreign travel. It's located across the border from Washington, one of the worst-hit U.S. states, with hundreds of cases and more than 30 deaths. In another blow to Canada, the National Hockey League suspended its season because of the outbreak. The NHL says its goal is to resume play, quote, as soon as is appropriate and prudent, so teams can compete for the Stanley Cup.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. 7 weeks have passed since the first U.S. case of coronavirus was announced, and the government is failing to account for what could be thousands of additional infections because of ongoing problems with testing. The effort initially was hobbled by delays in getting testing kits out to public health labs, but the stumbles continued. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert at the National Institutes of Health, says people need to act now to prevent a wider outbreak.
Sometimes when you make it, whether it be Maryland, whatever they did, you make a decision to do something, and someone might say, well, are you overreacting? We got to lose that. We got to start looking at doing things now in anticipation of what might happen.
For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. For some, especially older adults, people with existing health problems, it causes more severe. This is VOA News. The battle between the White House and Capitol Hill continues, as many Democrats say that President Trump's Oval Office speech did not adequately address the growing crisis. VOA's Catherine Gibson.
Democrats are furious, learning the U.S. has conducted just 11,000 tests for the virus total, the same number as South Korea conducts in one day.
The administration has no good answers, no plan, there's no leadership. I think members in both parties are frustrated and angry, and they have every right to be. It's time for the White House to take the training wheels off and provide real leadership for this serious public health emergency.
And Trump's 2020 leading election rival calling his leadership a failure.
And our ability to drive a global response is dramatically, dramatically undercut by the damage Trump has done to our credibility and our relationships around the world.
Republicans have applauded Trump for shutting down many flights from infected areas and argued his proposed tax cuts would boost the troubled U.S. economy. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Wall Street has seen its worst day since the so-called Black Monday crash of 1987, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was a devastating day on Wall Street. Stocks suffered their most severe beating since the Black Monday crash of 1987, with coronavirus fears sparking another sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 10% of value, falling 2,300 points to close at 21,200. The S&P 500 gave up 9.51%, dropping 260 points to 2,480.64. The Nasdaq Composite lost 750 points, or 9.43%, to 7,201. Stocks went on the downturn from the opening bell, plunging so fast that a 15-minute trading halt was triggered for the second time this week. I'm Mike Gracia.
And New Zealand's prime minister on Friday said her country had fundamentally changed in the wake of the country's deadliest modern-day mass shooting. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern paid tribute to the Muslim community for the generosity it's shown in the wake of the attack.
I want to begin by first and foremost acknowledging the Muslim community here in New Zealand, not only for the impact that events since that day on March 15 have had on them, their friends, their family and their community, but also the ongoing generosity that the community has shown.
A lone gunman attacked two mosques in the city of Christchurch March 15th last year, leaving 51 people dead. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.